So we're here now with Rob McLaughlin of Tails eSecurity, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the company and how they address the finance industry.
What we do, we have two main products. The first product, we do network encryption for the banking industry and financials, and what that comes into play is when a bank has a data center, a disaster recovery site, storage area, network site, and we want to encrypt the pipelines of data going between the different locations, from anything from a T1 to an OC192.
Okay.
We do hardware encryption, which is the best encryption, AES 256K, and our products are approved by federal agencies, federal government. We do a lot of work for the military as well. So the applications that we run into are a lot of companies in the U.S. who might have facilities around the world, and we provide hardware encryption for these companies to send large pipelines of data, encrypt data in transit. So anything moving across our network is all encrypted. The other part of our product portfolio is securing credit card information. People like all the major credit card associations use our products to encrypt and decrypt sensitive information from ATM or point of sale. The company itself, we also get involved in interfacing with people like ACI, Euronet, S1. We provide the hardware cryptography for those companies. So when they're selling their banking solutions, we provide the hardware piece for software companies.
Okay.
We have offices all around the world. We sell the same products all around the world, so we can support any customer in the U.S. worldwide.
So we heard last year some talks from people from the FDIC regarding encryption.
Mm-hmm.
And we all heard that encryption was going to be a big factor this year moving into 2008. And even everything that's happened with the TJX data breach has been in the news a lot recently. And it seems like you guys are on top of that. What can you say about payment card industry, PCI compliance?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of our main areas, because, again, working with people like Visa and working with MasterCard, they're the people that are on the committee setting that. So we work very closely in making sure all of our products have fits for that industry. We've seen a growth this year in people who are interested in buying our products. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but from what they were over the last few years, this is probably the strongest year we've had in sales of network encryption products for the commercial space. We've always been strong in the government space, but the commercial space, enterprise, financials, is what it's been. Probably doubled this year.
Do you think things like the TJX data breach and some of these regulations and guidance that are being issued, are those a driving factor? And
yeah, they are. There's more exposure. The thing we see is that with security, it depends how much money a company has. Because when you look at the risk, a company's going to look at what they want to invest their money on for security. And the thought of the piece of encryption is where we see companies saying, we really need to encrypt these huge bandwidth pipes. And we're seeing more companies saying, yeah, that's part of what we want to do. It still comes to internal threats and internal things where a lot of money is spent, but we're seeing finally more money being spent outside of that a little bit. But it really is a philosophy on the company, because there's some companies that say, when encrypting all the pipes, we might do in software some different ways, but we have some companies who mandate they want to do everything with hardware encryption. And that's where we've gotten some significant business this year. And we see that trend continuing in 2008 as well.
Very good.
So.
Well, again, thank you very much.
Right.
Rob McLaughlin with Tails eSecurity.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.